We have the evidence of our own eyes, man.
Yes, sir. They're wearing dresses, sir, said Clogston patiently.
And they're practically bald.
Yes, sir, said Clogston. He picked up a thick book dripping with bookmarks. Book of Nuggins, sir. It is a beatitude unto Nuggin that an woman shall wear her hair short, that the amorous propensities of men be not therefore inflamed.
I don't see a lot of bald women around, snapped Frock.
Yes, sir. It is one of those utterances that people find somewhat tricky, like the one about not sneezing. I should say at this point, sir, that I intend to show that abominations are routinely committed by all of us. We have got into the habit of ignoring them, in fact, which opens up an interesting debate. In any case, short hair is nugginatically correct. In short, sir, and in short hair, the ladies appear to have been involved in nothing more than a little laundry, a kitchen accident, and the release of your good self from the cells.
I saw them, snarled Strappy. They looked like men, and they acted like men.
Why were you in the recruiting party, Captain? Said Major Clogston. I would not have thought one of those would have been a hotbed of seditious activity.
Is that a relevant question, Major? Said the General.
I don't know, sir, said Clogston. That's why I asked. I don't think we would wish it to be said that these ladies had not been given a fair hearing.
Said by whom? Said Frock. My officers can be relied upon to be discreet.
Said by the ladies themselves, sir.
Then we must require that they do not speak to anyone.
Oh, I say, said Blouse.
And how will you enforce this, sir, said Clogston, against these women who, we have agreed, stole you out of the jaws of the enemy?
There was some muttering among the officers.
Major Clogston, did you have lunch? Said the General.
No, sir.
Colonel Vester said you become a little erratic when you miss meals.
No, sir. I become tetchy, sir. But I think a little tetchiness is called for right now. I put a question to Captain Strappy, sir.
Very well. Captain, perhaps you will tell us why you were with that recruiting party, said the General wearily.
I was investigating a soldier, sir, said Strappy reluctantly. A non-commissioned officer. Our attention had been drawn to irregularities in his files, sir, and where there are irregularities, we generally find sedition. I hesitate to talk about this, sir, because this sergeant has been of some service to yourself. said the General loudly. This is not a matter of discussion here, I think. It was just that, according to the files, several officers had helped, Strappy went on. Not matter for this court, Captain. Are we agreed, gentlemen?
Yes, sir. It was just that the Major asked me, and I...
Strappy began, bewildered.
Captain, I suggest you learn what a... means, roared Frock.
So what were you looking for when you rummaged through our stuff? Said Polly, as Strappy shrank.
My coffee... said Maledict. You stole my coffee.
And you ran away when you were told that you were going into combat, you little dog's pizzle, said Tonka. Polly said you pissed your drawers.
General Frock slammed his fist on the table, but Polly noticed that one or two officers were trying to conceal a smile.
These are not matters for this inquiry, he said. Although, sir, one or two of them seem to be subject for investigation later on, said a colonel further along the table. The personal belongings of enlisted men may only be searched in their presence, General. This may seem a trivial point, but men have mutinied over it in the past. Did you, in fact, believe the men to be women when you did this, Captain?
Oh, say yes, please say yes, Polly thought as Strappy hesitated, because when we talk about how those cavalrymen found us so quickly, it'll mean you set them on a bunch of Borogravian girls. Let's see how that one plays in plots. And if you didn't know, then why were you rummaging?
Strappy preferred the rock to the hard place. Stone clattered down in the courtyard outside, and he had to raise his voice to make himself heard.
"I was generally suspicious of them, sir, because they were so keen."
"Sir, I protest," said Clogston.
"Keenness is not a military vice."
"In moderation, certainly,"
said Frock. "And you found evidence of some sort, did you?"
"I did find a petticoat, sir," said Strappy, feeling his way with care.